Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Guys, we're back.
Back from where?
Back. Back this week. Back on a Monday, recording a little early. Things are a little crazy this week.
They are crazy.
Oh, P.S. I'm Jess.
And I'm still Jen.
What do we got this week?
Okay, we're coming out of weekend two of Coachella. We need to talk about the body glitter situation. I got lots of thoughts. Then, nude lips. There's a big launch coming out this week from a certain somebody whose initials are KK Dubs. So we're going to talk about nude lips. I got some tips on how to do it and not look like a corpse. Lastly, does your beauty regimen need a spiritual awakening?
Ooh.
I need a freaking spiritual awakening right now.
I mentioned that we're recording on a Monday. We do not have a guest this week. Things are topsy-turvy. Stick with us. It's going to be a short and sweet episode. I'm writing this off to Mercury in retrograde, which is what everyone's doing right now.
Oh my gosh, because it was scheduling conflicts and communications conflicts. Totally. Mercury's in retrograde.
You know, I was reading my Susan Miller horoscope a few weeks ago, and she's like, basically, it was like scary as hell. She's like, check everything 7 times. Leave early for flights.
That's funny. She told me little gnomes were going to be messing with my world.
Yeah, it's like she really knows how to scare the bejesus out of a girl. So I had a flight like a couple weeks ago. It got messed up, but I got there really early. So I don't know what that's all about. But yesterday, I had like one of these like retrograde things. I'm writing everything off to that. I don't know actually like what it means. Maybe our pals at That's Our Retrograde can help us out.
Yeah.
But I lost my wallet.
This happens.
But it hasn't happened to me yet. Okay. So I've gone, you know, a long time. There I was at Woodbury Commons doing a little shopping.
The outlet malls.
Yes, the outlet,
New York City.
The luxury outlet malls. Mm. So I was coming back from a little weekend away. So my boyfriend and I thought, why don't we pull over? This would be a fun little, you know, diversion on the way home. So I'm wearing like some like yoga pants and the t-shirt. And I was like, I'm just going to be breezy and I'm just going to carry my wallet because it's just like a clutch. So I'm like, I don't need to carry my big purse. I want to be free.
And?
So the first stop is I go into the bathroom and I put my wallet down. Like on this little like shelf for your purse.
Yeah.
When I'm done, I pull up my pants and I walk out without my wallet. Just simply stroll out like doo doo doo. And I start shopping. 10 minutes later, I'm in a store and I just start like, I scream and I run out like I stole something. Go back to the bathroom. No wallet, of course.
Oh no.
Jeff's like, what's going on? I'm like, my wallet. the whole thing gone. Receipts, this like amazing, like scented, like wallet thing inside. Like, do you know that Francis like Kurkdjian thing?
The business card holder.
Business card holder.
The fragrance leather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should have led with that. This is now traumatic.
Okay, it's traumatic. Like, you know, like $300 worth of expenses. Like everything is in there.
Yeah.
Like some like police like affiliation thing that's gonna get you out of trouble. Like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Did you find it?
I stayed there for 2 hours. Jeff's like, you know, let's just stay. Like, somebody might call in. I'm like, no, like, the world is evil. Someone's, like, walking around with all my stuff. They're, like, spending up a storm, canceled all my cards.
What happened?
I got a phone call. Someone found it.
The world is a good place.
The world's a good place. I don't actually believe that, but, like, some people are really good.
We should have them as the guests on the podcast.
I just felt so reassured.
That's good. I'm glad. This doesn't explain why we don't have a guest, but... I'm glad
Mercury's
the world...
in retrograde. I don't know. I just felt really good about that story.
The universe was nice to you.
So anyway,
we should get into the podcast. Talk about beauty.
Yeah, beauty schmoody.
Let's do it.
There was a Lancome outlet there.
Okay.
Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart.
Jess, it's my favorite time of the year.
What time is it?
The time for me to sit back on the sidelines and make snide remarks about people at Coachella.
Snide remarks like full stop.
Yeah. I've never been to Coachella, so I don't.
Now is not the time to start.
You know what? It's not going to stop me from weighing in on what happens there. I do think this is the place where beauty trends come out of. Like in the 90s, whatever, maybe it was the clubs. Back in the day, the discos. Like music festivals spawn beauty trends, right?
I feel like Coachella is just like regurgitating like the worst ones from the past.
Hence my sit back and say snide remarks. So I was looking through and I was like, what did we culturally appropriate this year? But that's not what struck me. What struck me was the glitter everywhere with the glitter.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can get down with glitter. I love glitter.
Can you though? Because I saw it on people without tops on that were just putting it as like, here's my bikini. It's made of glitter.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I did an interview with Bella Thorne.
Okay, break it down for me.
Wait, do you know who Bella Thorne is? You're drawing a blank.
I don't really know who she is. And I know I'm supposed to know who she is because her name comes up about 4 times a day.
She's adorable. She's like an actress. She's on the ABC show, whatever. But she's
give me one show she's in. Give me one movie she's in.
I'm not, because I want to talk about her beauty instead. Okay. Her sister's a DJ.
Somebody tweet us what Bella Thorne is most recently in. You might get a prize.
Okay, so her sister's a DJ. She goes to lots of music festivals. She said she goes to Coachella. And she's like, oh, I don't want to wear foundation, so I just throw a little glitter on my cheeks, which I wasn't mad at. But then I see it all over the bodies, and I'm thinking to myself, who sells body glitter other than this weekend to wear outdoors with, like, denim cutoffs? Like, have you ever put body glitter on yourself?
Yes.
When?
When I was, like, probably ages 14 through 18.
This brings up a good point. What is the age that you should stop wearing body glitter?
I would say I stopped probably 18.
Okay, so underage only.
Yeah, I think so. I really do.
You see the irony there, right? Let's draw attention with sparkles to the bits and pieces that are illegal.
I mean, I didn't think I was,
so
no.
I'm like the old lady on the rocking chair on the side of Coachella.
No, like, I mean, I put out my arms, like I was like going to concerts. It wasn't like a sexy thing. It was like, this is fun. Like I'm a magic, like, it wasn't like a stripper thing. It was like, I was wearing with like t-shirts and like.
What was your body glitter of choice?
Jerome Russell.
Oh, okay. That's like real glitter.
Yeah, like it was in a gel, and then I had another one in a spray. The one in the spray was freaking amazing.
Oh, wow. You went all out.
Oh, yeah. It was like serious. It was like $13 a can.
I think it doesn't
I think you're making it too sexy.
Maybe I am, because I do like a body shimmer, I will tell you. And there is a difference in my world. A glitter is chunky, and you could like pick out the piece and see it. A shimmer,
is that the stuff that was at Coachella?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Multicolor, whatever. Like enough that it could cover up your boobies if
and
you wanted
it to. And I think the girls, I really sat on the sidelines for this. I was not tapped into the Coachella like beauty movement this whole time. But I bet you the Coachella thing was probably pretty sexy. Because all the girls that I see at Coachella, they're all like
revealing.
Wearing denim underwear. Yeah.
Denim just turned into your mother. Denim underwear.
Denim underwear.
So I like body sheen because I do think if you have a lotion with a little bit of mica in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like how when you're on the photo shoot for your magazine, any magazine, every model gets lubed up in whatever the makeup artist's special concoction of shimmer, and they always make their own. Like, what's the famous one?
Scott Barnes, back in the day.
Body Bling.
Bling.
But I'm thinking of NARS, too.
Francois NARS had the Manoy body oil.
which was shimmer and like an oil, and he mixed it himself, and he would always have it on set. And then Charlotte Tilbury has one too.
Remember when she put that on you?
No.
We were both at the Charlotte Tilbury event, and I think she lifted up your leg or something. Maybe like we were sitting together. It was at the top of the London Hotel.
Oh, and she literally
rolled it on. You have thin legs, but she rolled it on your calf.
She did.
And she was like, look, darling.
No, on my shin, because you want to do it on the bony part, she said.
Oh, yeah.
You put it almost like you're contouring your face. You put it on the bony parts.
Your leg did look better. I put it on my upper arms when we did Watch What Happens Live. And I think if you look at the Instagram, you will see my arm looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I have like shimmer, kind of like thicker upper arms.
Body shimmer is different. And I
real
do think
thick.
Like I'll get on board with that for the summer. Just a little bit in your body lotion to.
Yeah. I mean, even like a Jergens, one of them has like a shimmer in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all ages. I would recommend that for everyone. It's like it doesn't look fake and phony.
No, not at all. But the glitter?
The glitter, I think I'm being way too much of like a dictator here, but I would probably, unless you've got the whole look, the whole, you know, if that's your thing, most people I'd recommend give it a second thought around 18.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to
be. Am I being horrible?
No, because I've been in Miami with some like aging bachelorette parties and they got out the penis straws and the body glitter and you're just like, nobody needs to
see.
But
if you can do it, do it. I wear some stuff that maybe I shouldn't be.
We'll talk about that in another segment.
Yeah,
let's try shimmer.
Maybe we could talk about that offline.
Yes. But for now, just ease into it with shimmer.
Those lips are colorful all of the time. And girl, that's fine.
Jen, I think we've spoken about this a few times, but I am not down with those lip stains, with those kind of liquid lips.
The matte, you don't like the matte liquid
lips. I hate
lips.
A matte liquid lip. Like, you know what somebody told me once?
What?
A very funny makeup artist told me that they looked like a butthole.
What?
A butthole.
Oh, like if you purse your lips and you're wearing a matte liquid.
Yep. Or no, you don't even have to purse your lips because after like 30 seconds of applying it, it looks like.
An anus?
An anus.
I did not think this segment was going there.
Oh, I took it there.
Okay.
So I was very.
How do we pull it back out of there? Oh, God, it's getting worse. Back to like, what is this about?
So I'm very excited to hear that the queen of liquid lipsticks.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming out with a Lush set of lip glosses in my favorite palette, in my favorite color scheme.
You are speaking of the Kim Kardashian West collaboration with her sister.
KKW.
Yeah, I think they're cream. They're not gloss. They're just like more of a sheen.
A creamy, yeah. I mean, like this is my name written all over it.
They launched Tuesday, 4 shades of nude in a kit, KK Dubs times Kylie. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't go near this whole Kylie, Kim stuff. Like, I just feel like she's laughing at you. She's taking your money and she's laughing at you.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, you have to wait. You have to be there at like 3:17 on a work day. It's like, then you pay your $30, then you have a liquid lipstick, which is just not my cup of tea.
But you might be into the creamier version.
I think I saw the swatches. Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like a salmon.
Yeah, I think that the key point here is that they're not matte. Because I talked to a makeup artist about this, because I've always had trouble with a nude lip. I don't think it makes it look like a butt. I never heard that before. But I do think it looks like cracky and corpsey and aging in a way. Not aging. It just looks dead, you know?
It doesn't look. It's the opposite of life. It lacks luster. It lacks plumpness.
Yes. So I had a little chat with my friend Emily Kate Warren, the makeup artist who's been on the podcast.
Yes.
And I said, what's the deal with nude lipstick? Why do I look like a corpse always? And she had two really good points to think about. And I think Kylie has thought of one of those. One is depth. If you have matte, you don't have reflection. So you're not getting that you're not getting a three-dimensional effect. You're literally flattening out your lips. So everything is not reflective. So it doesn't look fuller. So you get already a corpsey quality. And then she said, this is my problem. I think nude lips, I think nude look. So you just like, it's supposed to be nude. She's like, actually, it's the opposite. If you're wearing a nude lip, you actually have to do more to your skin to create that dimension. So she said she's not into contouring. She said you definitely need bronzer. You definitely need to play with the planes on your face to get the dimension on your face so that your lips don't blend into your face.
So you need to add extra stuff elsewhere.
Yes, which is weird to me because if you're going for a nude look, you think nude equals naked equals less product. But weirdly, it actually takes more foundation, more bronzer, more highlighter even.
Probably more blush a little bit. Actually, not always for everyone, but yeah, I would add like more pink tones on my face.
Right. And going back to what Violette said last week, there's still that balance thing. Because then say you did up your whole face and you have highlight and contour and it's all bronzy and perfect. It's not like you're being vulgar with like a red lip and black mascara.
Yeah.
And you just have your nice nude. So I feel like she's smart to go with a little bit of a sheen on these new lip colors.
I would actually try these.
They're not as like chalky beige.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're going to sell out. They're probably sold out by now.
I think I missed my chance.
You did. It was 317 and you were supposed to click buy and you didn't. So you lost it.
This is why I find this all very difficult.
But nude lip tips, do a little bit more of the sheen and make sure you do your skin when you're doing.
All right. I'm going to look at these swatches and go color match.
Sounds good.
I'll be at the Stevia.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yes.
You ready to go to the West Coast?
I have my shades on.
So I was in LA recently for work, and I heard while I was out there, someone mentioned the Bellacure's Spiritual Awakening Pedicure and said I needed to go try it and get it.
How much is it?
I did not ask that, but I assume it's like triple digits.
Okay.
Oh, here. It's $65.
Not cheap.
Okay.
But not as much as I thought it was going to be.
But your spirit's going to get awakened. So here's how it goes. You get there and you're getting a regular pedicure, but at certain points you're asked to choose a crystal and set your thoughts on it. And then the crystal goes in the water that your feet are soaking in. And you get a massage with special oils.
Callus remover?
No, as we've heard, those are not the razor kind. There's probably pumice.
Okay.
And then there's a vanishing paper that you like write down like a wish or something, and that goes in the water too. And then you get your pedicure. And the whole thing, like, I wanted to be so cynical about it. Like, I just want to be like, can you just freaking file my feet and cut my toenails? I don't need to like have a moment with like the world's energy or whatever.
I want to be there when they train like the poor, like, you know, pedicurists. Like, so you give them the paper. What?
She's like, I'm just trying to get my paycheck.
I know, exactly.
Oh my God. But then I looked into it and like there's been a lot of beauty treatments recently that started to incorporate this whole spiritual thing. So I wanted to bring it up to talk about it because I don't know what to make of it.
Well, this sounds a lot like what happened at Spotica, but Janet, remember I told you I went to have that amazing treatment like about a month ago?
Yes, in New York, had like a spa treatment, yes.
But like Janet, the owner of Spotica, has been doing this for a long time. Like she's really like living this crystal lifestyle like way before this became a thing.
Crystal life.
She's been like doing this whole crystal like steez way before, you know, girls in the office, and I include myself here, like had a Himalayan salt lamp.
Yeah.
So I really... I'm kind of like not putting her in this new camp. But I was reading in the Times the other week. It was like, do you want a haircut with your a healing session with your haircut? There's this girl, Adriana Rizzolo, and she's a hairstylist and a yoga teacher. And she's in LA.
Yeah.
And she calls herself a hair witch.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds intriguing. I know tons of girls who would rather go to a hair witch than go to like, you know, some groovy salon in the meatpacking district.
Oh my God, in my head, I thought you were going to say then therapy. Because that's
or therapy.
Yeah, because it's sort of like you're getting a beautification thing, but you're also getting a little bit of a mental therapy.
Totally.
Well, so what does she do? Is there crystals?
Well, she says on her... No, I don't think she has crystals, but she says on her website that she offers a haircut and healing. And that she, you know, I guess like what she does is she... talks to you and she talks about your crown chakra. I never had a haircut with her. I would love to have one so I could tell you a little bit more firsthand what she offers.
Yeah.
But she has like an amazing scalp massage. She does some Reiki healing. She's trained in Reiki and meditation. So she is qualified. She's not just like some charlatan being like, yeah, I'm going to heal you. But my theory is that a lot of people, and I'm sure you found this too, don't you feel a lot of people like in the fashion beauty world are very often they jump over to like the healing world or vice versa. Like they were in fashion, then suddenly they go get their like Chinese medicine degree or something like that.
Yes. It's like it's the new cupcakes. Before it was like every fashion editor
I think someone would kill themselves. Like someone who's like legit in the healing world would be like, no.
But you know? Am I wrong about that?
Well, I wouldn't want to equate it to cupcakes, but I understand
you
the
know
analogy.
Where I'm going with
this. I understand the analogy you're making. Like a lot of people I worked at Allure, and I remember one girl we worked with, she left the, I don't think she would mind saying this, she left the business and she went to become a life coach, like therapist.
Yes, yes.
And when I talked to her, she told me about all these other people who had, like, in our business who had done something similar.
Yes.
They become, like, natural food chefs or, you know,
But it doesn't seem that far away to me because, and this is why I get a little annoyed about these kind of things, people that work in the beauty services, they are healers in a way. Like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Just putting your hands on someone makes them feel better. Like, think about going to the hair salon. You don't have to tell me Reiki and crystals and whatever. Just giving me a scalp massage. Just, like, having someone care about you for a little time and being in their orbit and letting them talk to you and be with you. It's going to make you feel better.
That's
regardless
a wonderful point.
Of if you put a freaking stone in the water or not. Don't you think?
I don't think I could say it better myself. That's completely true.
So, I mean, if you need to be told that it's like a special version of a haircut or a pedicure, you know, or a manicure,
yeah,
so that you feel more comfortable getting that mental boost from it, fine. But I do think you could just go to the corner pedicure shop and just actually just relax for a minute and let the woman talk to you and touch you. This is sounding weird, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, some people I think are more tapped in and like attuned to others. There was this one woman I went to, I'll never forget, like she was like one of the first like facialists I really connected with. Her name was Soli Davis. Did you ever meet Soli?
I've heard about her, yeah.
Yeah, she when I went to her, like she was at an event, like a biotherm event. Like this is, I'm talking like 12 years ago or something like that. And she gave me a facial and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I just kind of felt like I was like transported. And she's like, cause I'm an energy worker.
Or an empath. They call themselves sometimes. Yeah.
And I thought like, what's an energy worker? I didn't know, but
I think those people are drawn to those professions.
Yeah.
Makeup artists, manicures, hairstylists, a lot of the people we've had on the podcast,
yeah,
they have good vibes about them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to put a name on it and put some stones and a vanishing paper in it to make it true. But I have no problem with if you're feeling down, like just going to get a beauty service.
Yeah.
There's no way it's not going to make you feel better.
Agree. Well said, Jen.
Thank you.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Jen, it's time to raise a wand in this special abbreviated episode of Fat Mascara.
I'm ready to do it.
Okay, let's hit it.
I'm going to raise a wand to smart water.
Like the Jennifer Aniston water?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. Everybody always
says, is she paying you?
No, this is not sponsored, blah, blah, blah. I flew. And my bad thing about flying is, what do? I eat the salted peanuts and a Bloody Mary, which is like the worst thing you could do.
Oh, God.
Just dehydrate myself and I feel horrible forever. And I was like, let me see what's up with this water thing. And I realized what the problem is. I don't like water with ice. I don't like cold water. It's just uncomfortable. So I got a nice room temperature bottle of smart water. What do they put in that stuff? It just like goes down super, super easy.
Isn't that
easy.
The one with electrolytes?
I think that's BS. I just think, I don't know. It has a good flavor and it's not too minerally and Evian and creamy.
Ugh,
I don't
like Evian's that either. Disgusting.
But it's not like too tap watery and cold and icy. And I drank the whole like 2-liter thing of it on the plane and I actually felt fine for once. I got off a plane, wasn't constipated and farty like you always get off the plane. I'm sorry. My stomach does weird things on the plane. Tell me you don't get farty on a plane.
Whenever somebody says the word farty, I just think of Zoolander when Will Ferrell as Mugatu is like, he spits out the cappuccino and he's like, you know that foam makes me farty. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sorry. Like, I think about Zoolander about every hour. There's always something that goes back to him.
I do remember hearing this from an expert who told me the reason you get farty is because they change the, when they're compressing the air to make it the same as like as earth level, so you're not up in the sky when they're doing the pressure changes. You know how where your beauty products will explode because the pressure changing? The same thing's happening to the air that's in your stomach.
So everyone's farting.
Everybody's farty. However, if you're hydrated, your stomach is filled up with water and everything's moving more smoothly, so you're less like gassy.
So you should just say to your neighbors, like, please drink the water. Please.
Sorry, I don't know where I took this.
Maybe anyway, they should say something like that on the little cartoon and when they show, be like,
do your neighbor a favor, drink the water.
Drink the water.
And if you're like me and want to be bougie, drink this $7 smart water because it was really tasty. What are you raising a wand to?
So I, you know, it takes a lot for me to like a hair product. Mm. It seems like a lot of
people. Oh, I'm excited. You never talk about hair.
No, but you know what? Like I was talking to a friend of mine who's who works in the beauty industry as well this weekend. Well, he works in the beauty industry as well. And I was talking to him this weekend. He wasn't just working in the beauty industry for the weekend.
Mercury's in retrograde. Continue.
And he, too, struggles to find a hair product he likes. But he showed me this little tin. I was fishing around in his Dob kit. He's like, oh, but I love this. Kevin Murphy's Freehold Medium Hold Styling Cream.
Cool.
It's the packaging's so awesome. It's like a little, looks like a tin that would hold bobby pins or like, you know, like little fishing tackle. Yeah, something like that. It was, I don't know, I've actually never been fishing. It's this little tiny tin and you open it up and the whole thing is filled to the brim, packed with like a pomade. And it's not like a sticky, disgusting pomade. It's like a soft, almost like a soft, buttery
like a
pomade.
Pliable,
yeah.
Creamy pomade.
And he has like short, cool
or
hair.
Pomade.
And he uses it for like his short, like kind of like boy hair. But I just used a little bit of it, put in my fingers for my wild hairline and flyaways. And for the rest of the day, it was completely smooth but not hard. And I've been using all
kinds. Did you use it today?
I didn't because I don't have it. It's his and I'm going to buy it.
Oh,
like, I'm
okay.
Going to buy it.
So it's a pomade, but not like a PC matte pomade. More
no,
of a creamy, soft pomade.
A creamy,
pomade.
Soft pomade.
Hairline's my issue, too. I always get flyaways this time of year with the humidity.
Oh, my God.
You so know, I think it's good for that.
It's great. You know that little weird thing that always keeps coming down on my forehead? Jen's actually pushed it away to my benefit a few
yeah,
times.
Yeah, we're getting our photo taken.
Yeah, it's like so stupid. I got like this cowlick
so
that
you
decided.
You smoothed it with the Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, and it never came back the whole day.
And just remind me, what's the name of this product
It's
again?
Called the Kevin Murphy. Hang on one moment. Kevin Murphy Freehold Medium Hold Styling Cream. Or
nice.
Styling Creme. Raise a wand.
A wand. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.